Let's check your Triple Team traffic, and here's Ricky Meese. Lingering delays southbound I-15 late on the drive home this Friday afternoon, and they're going to start as you're approaching the I-80-201 interchange, so before 2100 south. Slow and go mixed with some stop and go speeds to 90 south, and then it breaks up until you're passing Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15 still seeing a slow drive from the point of the mountain up to the south interchange. Dave Meekum.
We have an accident now on I-15. This is northbound. It's going to be about a mile before you get to the 2100 north off-ramp. It looks like it's impacting two of the lanes. I'm trying to get a look at this now, but we already had slow traffic in the area, and this is just going to jam things up even worse. Matter of fact, it's brought traffic to basically a standstill, and now the delays are already back to almost American Fork Main Street again. So be ready to get past that. Now, once you get past the accident, you'll be in a fairly good drive until you get on top of the point. Then northbound getting down into Salt Lake Valley is going to be slow. And then southbound coming over the point, getting down past Thanksgiving Point and into Lehigh, also still a slow drive. Mark?
Oh, boy. Still 34 minutes now. KSL Travel Time, Salt Lake City to Farmington. The delay stretching south Salt Lake and spots up to north Salt Lake and then Centerville to... right now, all the way up to the Weber County line, that's where the northbound delays are. And then southbound coming Ogden down into Davis County, Highway 89 delays into Froude Heights, up to I-84. I-84 westbound delays coming from Highway 89 as well. Pick up the best-selling book, She's a Mom, a collection of encouraging words from prophets and other inspired leaders, just $8.99 at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast.